Maybe you can repeat.
No, yeah, I was doing orders, putting some orders together, and when he came down the stairs without his proper attire on, I think eventually Michael was down there also. Eric was kind of pacing. He had in his hand, I didn't know at the time, but it was the RI stuff. And everything that he said, it had to do with regard to, you know, that these guys are heretics and we got to get out of here. It had nothing to do with, listen, this is a fake monastery, this isn't a real monastery. And I've thought this through. If he would have said that, I think I just would have been, you know, me personally, I would have been like, well, okay, maybe I'll talk to Brother Michael about it. That's not that big of a deal to me because you guys helped my conversion. So the deal wasn't you can, you know, to me that wasn't that big of a deal. I don't know if that's making any sense. But when he came down, it was all about this RI stuff, this illumination that he had a night before or whatever, and that this is this thing with going to St. Jehoshaphat was heresy, and we couldn't do this, and you know, he had an opinion. He had to share this with Michael and me, and he was like, I'm getting out of here, and if you guys want to get out of here too, and that was.
And so the RI, just for those who don't know, is this, you know, crazy guy from southwestern, you know, New Mexico in the United States, in the southwestern part of the United States, who claims to be one of the two witnesses of the Book of the Apocalypse, who says you can't go to any mass, at least that he knows of anywhere. No traditional mass. You can't go anywhere. So he had in his hands, he was pacing around, he had the RI theological papers in his hands.
Oh, what I learned later, yeah, when I was doing orders and he came down without his attire and he had that RI stuff in his hands, yeah.